KNNA, LP, FM 95.7, Lincoln, Nebraska.
KNNA The Cross on your car radio is amazing. What makes it more amazing is the ability to listen to 95.7 FM on the web at www.thecross957.org. Plus, you can check out our archived shows and listen to previous programs on demand. It's easy, it's educational, it's KNNA The Cross, thecross957.org. That's thecross957.org.
Radio is not free. Well, maybe for you, the listener, it is, but here at KNNA 95.7 FM, not so much. Every year, there are expenses that must be met. The only way for that to happen is if a fantastic person, such as yourself, donates to KNNA The Cross. Come on over to thecross957.org for more information and to donate. Help keep this station alive and well. Once again, that is thecross957.org.
Out on Tangent is a show about superheroes and their amazing powers. Adam recently watched the entire solar eclipse start to finish without once needing to use those special glasses. Jim frequently consumes Play-Doh with deli mustard just because his daughters asked him so politely. David has the power to wax his armpits and run long, grueling races for no reason at all. Eric has the power to analyze all the fun out of any movie you choose. Listen to Off on a Tangent live almost every Saturday at 7 to 9 p.m. only on KNNA.
If you have questions you have been wanting to ask a pastor, but haven't for whatever reason, then here is your chance. You can send your questions to The Y-Files, where we will then ask your question on The Y-Files program on your behalf. Just go to The Y-Files Facebook page and submit a question. It's that easy. Tune in to The Y-Files every Sunday at 2 p.m. for new episodes. You don't want to pass this up.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Welcome, everybody, to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Woo, hello, everybody.
I know you're trying to get a hello in there. I'm really sorry.
That's right.
You were throwing me off, so it's okay. Once again, this is Notes from the Stage right here with KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in good old Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm Callie.
And I'm Ashley.
It's like we haven't done this for a hot minute. We actually haven't been here for a month.
Yeah.
And we're really sorry, everybody. Anyways, it is what it is. So, but we're here tonight, and we are here bringing you a lovely show with, just wonderful music. I'm really excited. So, why don't we start us off with this? Oh, hey, really quick before we start that off. If you hear the little, no, or why?
That seems to be the current
conversation pieces right there.
Mom.
Yep.
Mom.
Yep. So Penelope's up here at the stage with us, or at the radio station. I don't know. We're on stage. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Right.
Anyway, so she's up here tonight, and she hasn't been up here for a while.
No. She actually might talk on the radio. We'll see if we can convince her to do it.
Penelope, do you want to say hi to everybody? Say hi.
Huh?
That was super cute. Okay, well, we're gonna start the show off with this tonight.
Thank you. folks like me on the job.
My son and grab my purse and I keep running. Got so much on my plate, I could choke. Working 9 to 5 for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fat promotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me.
Shatter, you're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away.
You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in. The tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way.
9 to 5,
as long as we're together, you know,
you and I
can make it through whatever.
They can.
By Allison Janney, Charlie Pollock, Megan Hilly, Stephanie Block from the 2009 Broadway show 9 to 5.
Yes.
One of my favorite movies that Dolly Parton was in.
I was just going to say, I'm so want to go see that. Yeah. They just extended its tour at the West End, London West End.
Oh, good.
So now they'll be going to 2020.
Very
nice. Woohoo!
Yeah. Penelope, say woohoo!
No.
No. Okay.
Nothing ever on cue. Never. It's always a delayed effect.
Exactly. All right, next up we have a little bit of one of my favorites, Marnie Nixon, because she's in everything.
She is in everything.
She did the vocals for Natalie. Oh my goodness, why am I brain farting right here? Natalie Wood, sorry.
Yeah.
She did the singing voice for Natalie Wood in West Side Story.
Thank you. has Chino done to her?
Chino? Why, Chino?
Maybe she's just darling her for us. Gracias, querida.
Rosalia, Consuelo, my adorable friends, can you keep a secret?
I'm hot for secrets.
No, I won't tell you.
What?
What?
The poor girl is out of her mind.
I am crazy.
She might be at that. She looks somehow different.
I do.
And I think she is up to something.
I am.
I do. I am. She talks like a parrot.
What is going on with you, Maria?
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay. And I pity any girl who's in me today. I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel. And so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real. See the pretty girl in that mirror there. Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel stunning and entrancing, feel like running and dancing for joy, for I'm loved by your pretty, wonderful boy.
Have you met my good friend Maria? The craziest girl on the block. You'll know her the minute you see her. She's the one who is in an advanced state of shock. She thinks she's in love. She thinks she's insane.
La, la, la.
She isn't in love. She's merely insane.
It must be the heat.
Or some rare disease.
La, la, la.
Or too much to eat.
Or maybe it's fleas.
Keep away from her, San Porcino. This is not the Maria we know. Modest and pure, polite and refined. Well-bred and mature, and out of her mind.
Mis Americas! Ay, qué linda te ve!
Mis America, bravo! Speech!
Speech!
I feel pretty, oh so pretty, that the city should give me its key. A committee should be organized to honor me.
La 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 la.
I feel dizzy, I feel sunny, I feel fizzy and funny and fine and so pretty. Miss America can just resign.
La 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 la.
See the pretty girl in that mirror there.
What mirror? Where?
Who can that attractive girl be?
Which?
What?
Where? Who?
Such a pretty face, who? Such a pretty dress, who? Such a pretty smile, such a pretty me.
Such a pretty me,
such a pretty me, such a pretty me.
I feel stunning.
I feel stunning.
And then prancing.
And then prancing.
Feel like running.
Feel like
and
running.
And dancing
for joy. For I'm loved by a pretty, wonderful boy.
That was once again Marnie Nixon singing I Feel Pretty from West Side Story.
Yeah. So,
from 1960.
I'm excited.
Why are you excited?
I like.
There's a lot that excite you. So what is exciting you right
I
now,
know,
though?
Right? Anything Disney, which this so happened by chance was going to be a Disney movie.
What?
Or at least produced by Disney Productions. I mean, it's not going to be like an animated. But they
yeah.
are right now working on it with Steven Spielberg.
That should be pretty good. I'm kind of excited for that. I mean, don't get me wrong, Natalie Wood, and I mean, she's going to be my all-time fave
mm-hmm.
as Maria, but I'm interested to see who they're going to possibly cast for that.
I know. Well, you're going to have to wait a hot minute,
yeah.
Because it will not be released until around December of next year.
Oh.
So you're going to have to wait a little
So it's going to be a while.
Yeah, they haven't even started.
Why does Disney do that to us? Like, now they're putting out stuff about Little Mermaid, which we'll get to later.
I know. I'm so excited.
And, like, it's just, it is crazy what they're doing to us.
Oh,
they're making
God,
us wait.
They have given out lists for, like, the next 5-10 years of all mm-hmm. of the
like live
sequels,
action stuff
the live sequels. Actions, the all the, you know, like, Maleficent 2 is coming and all mm-hmm. of these. Cruella de Vil will have one just called Cruella. That will be coming out in the next few years.
One.
I know.
That'd be kind of cool. No, what? Oh, okay. Oh, two? There's two. No, two. Like you said, Maleficent 2 is coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
she
so like
up,
we
like,
said.
She the randomest words, doesn't she?
I know, right? So Walt Disney, Steven Spielberg working on a adaptation of West Side Story.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a rising star in rock and roll. Please welcome, all the way from London, England, Elton John.
Was young, me and Susie had so much fun, holding hands and skimming stones. Had an old gold Chevy and a place of my own, but the biggest kick I ever got. While the other kids were rocking round the clock, we were hopping and bopping to a crocodile rock. Well, crocodile rocking, no sound from shotgun, and your feet just can't keep still. I never knew me a better time, and I guess I never will. Oh, Lord and Mama, those Friday nights when Susie wore her dress just tight and
Taron Egerton singing Crocodile Rock from the 2019 film that just obviously came out because it's 2019, Rocket Man, which is loosely based on Elton John's life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Elton John, his, I don't know what the exact title of the album, but it's, I think his, all his greatest hits, mm-hmm. one of those. It is now back up in the top 25.
Like on because, the Billboard charts?
Yeah. Yeah, it wow. made a resurge. Based just because this movie came out. However, the album from this movie did not. So the people which have is, spoken.
Which is sad because Taron Egerton did a really good job. His vocals are amazing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, it's Elton John.
I was going to say.
Come on.
Can't quite compete.
Exactly. Oh, thank you for the drink of water. I appreciate that.
She's such a helper.
Thank you. So good. Ice water. Wow. So up next we have we're just kind of busting all through this. What? Okay, I will. Thank you.
Delicious. Remind everybody drink. This is a family show and we are volunteers. So that means when Callie doesn't have a babysitter,
Little Miss comes up here with us.
Yes.
Thank you for the disclaimer, Ashley.
She is our additional plus one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, this coming up is one of, I mean, well, it is my favorite movie, so you could probably guess where this is from.
Did you just hear what I just heard?
That noise don't come from no ordinary bird.
Maybe just a cricket or a critter in the trees.
It's given me the jitters and the joints around my knees.
Oh, I think I see a jigging, and he's fuzzy and he's furry. I haven't got a brain, but I think I ought to worry.
I haven't got a heart, but I got a palpitation.
This is Monica de Forest. I don't like the situation.
Are you going to stand around and let him fill us full of horror?
I'd like to roar him down. But I think I lost my roarer.
It's a hoosus.
It's a hoosus?
It's a what's-his.
It's a what's-his?
Who's that?
Who's there?
Who's that?
Who's that? Who's that hiding in the treetops? It's that rascal, the jitterbug. Should you catch him buzzing round you, keep away from the jitterbug. And the bees and the breeze in the trees have a terrible, horrible buzz. But the bats and the bees and the breeze in the trees couldn't do what the jitterbug does. So be careful of that rascal. Keep away from
the jitterbug. Oh, the jitter. Oh, the bug. Oh, the jitter. Boom! In the twitter. In the throat. All the critters got me dancing on a thousand toes.
Ah, she blows!
Jitterbug, sung by Judy Garland, Burt Lehr, Ray Bolger, and Jack Haley from the 1939 Wizard of Oz. And they are celebrating their 80th anniversary this year. It's super exciting.
That's a lot of numbers.
I know. In October, we have the Wizard of Oz Festival coming up.
Ooh, we're going, right? Mm-hmm. Cool, cool. Mm-hmm.
Of course we are.
Well, we didn't get to go last year. I don't remember why.
We haven't gone the last 2 years because of, one, Penelope the first year, and then two, we didn't go last year just because, I don't know, something else had happened. And so we just were like, eh, we're tired. Let's not go. Which made me sad, but it's okay. The Wizard of Oz Museum in Wamego, Kansas is actually where we go every year, obviously, except for the last two. Mm-hmm. But they put on a Wizard of Oz festival at, it's like the first weekend in October. And that through that, I've gotten to meet five different Munchkins that were in the movie.
Yep.
One of the Lollipop Guild members, and just to name one of them. And then it's really, really neat. The museum is super cool. They have a lot of memorabilia there. They have, I mean, you have to keep in mind, this is a museum that is funded all on donations, and it doesn't bring in a lot of money, but it has a sequin for one of the ruby slippers.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's very cool. They also have a winery literally right next door.
Yeah.
They have a Toto's really Tacos, isn't that what it's called? Or
Toto's Tacos.
There we go.
Yep. It's good Mexican food. You wanna say hi? Yeah, why don't you say hi to everybody?
Or you say hi to Dada?
No,
but the minute we cut to a song, that's when she's going to want to start talking to Dada.
So, mm-hmm. Why don't we cut to a song?
Oh, the barnyard is busy in a regular tizzy, and the obvious reason is because of the season. Ma Nature's lyrical with her yearly miracle. Spring, spring, spring. All the hen folk are hatching while their men folk are scratching to ensure the survival of each brand new arrival.
Each nest is twittering, they're all babysittering. Spring, spring, spring.
It's a beehive of budding son and daughter life. Every family has plans in view. Even down in the brook, the underwater life is forever blowing bubbles too.
Every male little mallard honks a heart-rending ballad from the stream where he sloshes in his web-foot galoshes.
He gurgles brimmingly, we'll get along swimmingly.
Spring, spring, spring. Every field wears a bonnet with some spring daisies on it. Even birds of a feather show their clothes off together.
Sun's getting shattery to spotlight the finery.
Spring, spring, spring.
From his eyrie, the eagle with his eagle eye gazes down across his eagle beak. And the fixin', his lady with the legal eye, screams, suppose we set the date this week.
Yes, sirree, spring discloses that it's on. One supposes it's a real bed of roses, wagon tails, rubber noses. Each day is Mother's Day, the next is some Mother's Day when love is king.
That was Spring, 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 sung by the brothers and the girls from the 1954 film. What was it, Ashley?
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Whoop, whoop.
I know. I'm so excited. I do love that that movie. Mm-hmm. I have seen the play or the musical for it.
Yeah.
It was good. It's just...
Not as good as Howard Keel. I mean, come on.
I was going to say, you know, like, you know, you read books and then they have the movie come out and they don't always compare, or they could be standalones, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, yeah.
Good in their own rights.
Yeah.
I don't know about this one.
That's perfectly okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. Like I said, it's just that movie, man. It's kind of like Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Which we forgot to talk about Wizard of Oz. We just went to go see it.
We did. Oh, that's right. I was going to mention
that. I
know,
we totally forgot, but yeah.
So Ashley and I just went to the Lincoln Community Playhouse, where they were putting on a production of The Wizard of Oz, done by, it was part of the Penguin Project, which the Penguin Project at the Playhouse is it is made up of children ages up to 21, I believe it is, 21.
Yeah.
And it's all children with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the voices on some of those kids, wowzers. It was amazing. They were belting stuff out. I mean, and the fact, I mean.
That lion, he was killing it.
Yes, he was. And the Tin Man was hilarious.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was just, it was amazing because they memorized everything. They knew their lines. I think Ashley and I were both crying the beginning of it because
For
we were
sure.
so astounded at how amazing these kids were and their talents. And
The thing is, the set was very minimalistic, but that's okay because they had such big enough personalities that you'd...
Exactly. It didn't matter.
It didn't matter. They were such great storytellers.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah. And just the fact that we have something so amazing like that here in Lincoln, right here in our own hometown, that puts on such an amazing thing every year. So next year they're doing Willy Wonka Jr. for the 2019-2020 season. I'm pretty excited to go and see that one.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to do it.
Yeah, most definitely. All right, up next, we do have our favorite segment.
Woohoo!
Which is
Disney!
I was a lonesome cowboy, lonesome as I could be. You came along, changed my life, fixed what was broken in me. I was a lonesome cowboy, I didn't have. I'll never be lonesome again. You can't be happy when you're all by yourself. Go on, tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Someone takes you down from the shelf and plays with your song. It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
I was a lonesome cowboy. I've never felt this way before. I was a lonesome cowboy, but not anymore.
That was, okay, so that was our Disney segment back to back.
Yeah.
So first off, we had Mr. Chris Stapleton singing Ballad of the Lonesome Cowboy from Toy Story 4 that just recently came out.
Yes.
And then after that, we had Baby Mine sung by Sharon Rooney from Dumbo that also recently came out just a couple months ago, which I have actually not seen yet.
I have not either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. It does look a little dark, but, I mean, it's Dumbo. Dumbo's a little dark in itself anyway, so yeah. But,
no!
I know. I don't know. Whoever taught her the word no just needs to be grounded.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, so I'm sorry. I'm distracting her with a bobblehead of Rosie the Riveter.
Yes, and I'm trying to steal my lip gloss back from her.
Yeah. Before she just... I'll buy you a new one if you need to.
Okay.
I'm really sorry.
It's okay. Anyway, we were talking about Melissa... is that her name?
Melissa McCarthy.
See, I always forget her last name.
Yes.
Anyway, she is rumored. I don't think it's been fully confirmed yet, but there's like strong rumors
that she is going to be playing Ursula
in the new live action Little Mermaid.
New live action of the Little Mermaid. Then the other two people, they have cast Flounder and Scuttle. They have an idea of who they're going to be playing that.
Yeah.
Loosely cast them. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm intrigued to see about Ariel.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of the cast.
Yeah. They're still writing it.
So,
I know Lin-Manuel Miranda and Alan Menken, who made everything, really, all the big classics in the 90s. They're writing The Little Mermaid together right now, the music for it. And while he's doing that, he also is writing for In the Heights, the movie. He's writing music for that.
This man is so busy.
Yeah, he is. Here. So he is kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
Gosh, there was something else that he was doing, and I can't remember.
I was really hoping... Go show Auntie Eshie the bobblehead. I was really hoping to find... Not to go back up to the Little Mermaid part, but that they would cast Lea Michele as Ariel.
She would be fantastic.
I think so, too.
That is her role.
I know. And she hasn't been anything in a while, so
no.
I'd really like
However,
that. But
she does have a Christmas album. I stalk her also on Twitter.
I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, she just released that she is going to be putting out one that it comes out in Christmas,
before Christmas, to get ready for Christmas season.
Yes.
So, like, October?
Yeah, and
November 1st.
Yeah, so on top of all that, she has been in the studio, but she won't say for what. So I don't know if she's having, like, just a regular studio, like, album type, like, a regular album, or if she's working on
Little Mermaid,
potentially, because there was rumored for her to be that for Ariel's. I don't know.
I don't know.
But if I find out... Because I do a little stalkerazzi. I will let y'all know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We will share that on our Facebook page.
Yes.
That you and I try to keep going pretty well.
Yeah.
So, Ashley, what do people need to look for on Facebook?
So, if you just go to the little search bar and type in notes from the stage, and you'll come right to our Facebook page. You can like it. We are in a competition with one of our other radio shows here.
Off on a tangent. Which is every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of dudes, usually.
And they're just, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it is kind of all over the place. But yeah. it's a great show. If you guys
is.
Ever get a chance, you guys should really tune into them. And so, yeah, there was that. And then I do post on our Facebook page, or not Facebook, sorry, Twitter page.
Tweet.
That is at NFTS957, and I post straight from
Ashley goes on Twitter quite often, so it works
out. That's how I find out all my information, really.
Yeah.
Because usually it finds the information usually comes out on Twitter first, and then it slowly migrates over to Facebook.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
I know.
We want to remind everybody that you are listening to Notes from the Stage with Callie and Ashley and Penelope tonight, right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM, right here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
You wait, little girl, on an empty stage for fate to turn the light on. Your life, little girl, is an empty page that men will want to write on.
To write on.
You are 16, going on 17. Baby, it's time to think. Better beware, be canny and careful. Baby, you're on the brink. You are 16, going on 17, fellows will fall in line. Jamaica, young lads and roués and cads will offer you food and wine. Totally unprepared are you to face a world of men. Timid and shy and scared are you of things beyond your ken. You need someone older and wiser telling you what to do. I am 17, going on 18. I'll take care of you.
I meet may tell me I'm sweet, and willingly I believe. I am 16, going on 17, innocent as a rose. Bachelor dandies, drinkers of brandies, what do I know of those? Totally unprepared am I to face a world of men. Shy and scared am I of things beyond my ken. I need someone older and wiser telling me what to do. You are 17, going on 18. I'll depend on you.
That was 16 going on 17 from The Sound of Music that came out in 1965. That, you know, The Sound of Music, we actually play a song from Sound of Music as our exit song.
Yes.
And, you know, that was a movie that I used to watch with my grandma Sherry all the time. We would go rent it from Blockbuster, and it came on VHS. And it was two tapes because there was an intermission with The Sound of Music.
Oh.
Yeah. Right after the wedding, there's an intermission.
Got it.
So we'd watch the first tape. Then we'd have to rewind that because you always be kind, rewind. And
the thing is, like, half the population didn't even get that joke.
Yeah, no.
All them little youngins, they don't get that
joke.
They won't
understand
it, though. Yeah. Be kind, rewind.
And then we would watch the second our second videotape, but we'd lay in her bed and we watch it. I miss her. She was an amazing grandmother. That was my mom's mom. So anyways, that was once again, like I said, The Sound of Music. So up next we have a little bit of My Fair Lady.
It's rather dull in town, I think I'll tie me to Paris. The missus wants to open up the castle in Capri.
Me doctor recommends a quiet summer by the sea.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
All I want is a room somewhere far away from the cold night air, with one enormous chair. Wouldn't it be lovely? Lots of chocolate for me to eat, lots of coal making lots of it, warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Sublimin' loudly still, resting on my knee, warm and tender as he can be, who takes good care of me.
That was "Wouldn't It Be Lovely" by.
If only you guys could hear that. So Penelope right now has like a fruit cup thing, and we put a straw in it, and so she's drinking
the juice. After the fruit.
So when all the juice is gone, it makes that. That's the sound that she's making right now.
Sound. Yeah.
Oh heavens.
Yeah. Anyways, that was "Wouldn't It Be Lovely" from My Fair Lady back in 1959. That was actually the original London cast, starring Julie Andrews and Rex Harrison. Then the movie came out shortly after that. But this was the actual Broadway musical. Well, the London musical of it. So. Up next, we have a little bit of The Muppets.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done.
Stargazing, and what do we think we might
the dreamers and me, all of us under its spell. We know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep? And have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? The voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be.
That was Rainbow Connection, sung by Gurney the Frog.
Wow. Don't hurt yourself.
Shoot. And that was from the 2011 film The Muppets. I always loved the song Rainbow Connection. Yeah. I know my mom did too, so I played that a little bit for my mama. And if you're just tuning in, which I know it's towards the end of the show, but we have Penelope here at the station with us, my daughter. She is two, so I don't have anybody generally to watch her on Thursday evenings. But you know what? This radio station works all on volunteer, or is run by volunteers.
Yeah.
Nobody gets paid up here. We don't do that. We just like bringing you so much fun that we volunteer our time for you to be able to listen to everything. So that also means that I'm bringing Penelope up here every once in a while.
So. Yeah. Well, really, it's just you teaching her about responsibilities.
Exactly.
That's what I'm going to say it is.
And the fun of Broadway's and movie musical.
Yes.
Olds. Not musical. Musicals. Up next, we have a pretty awesome song, which I'll tell you about that here in just a jiffy.
A jiffy.
But Ashley and I want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July.
Yes.
Hope everybody was safe today.
Yes. Hopefully everybody keeps all their digits.
Exactly. Hope everybody enjoyed the Uncle Sam jam last night.
Yes.
So that was a pretty awesome sight. And luckily it didn't get rained out like we were kind of expecting to happen. But, you know, I thank God every day for the lovely country that we live in.
Yes.
So
the freedoms that we get.
Yes, exactly. The freedoms to be able to come up here and share our love of the musicals and Broadway and all that stuff right here. I mean, it's just, you know, in other countries, you don't get this freedom. You don't get the freedom of this, of speech and being able to share everything. So, and also, you know what, everybody, we want to thank you for sharing this show with us and having such a grand old time. Well, hopefully you are. We think you should be. So it's a good dance show.
I know after this, woo-hoo, we are going to go, I think, shoot off some fireworks.
Yeah.
Just a few.
Maybe some of the chickens and the tanks.
Oh, I thought you meant like we were going to shoot the chickens. I was like,
what? Oh, no. Sorry.
No.
Anyways, up everybody. The last song we're going to play tonight is Yankee Doodle Dandy, the movie. And it's a song called You're a Grand Ole Flag, sung by James Cagney and the orchestra and the chorus from the 1942 film. Like I said, Yankee Doodle Dandy. You all have a great night and be safe out there.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
stealing, and it sets my brain a-reeling when I listen to the music of a military band. Every tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand.
Way down south in the land of God.
Melody untiring, it's so inspiring.
Hurrah, hurrah, we're going to jubilee.
And that's going some for the Yankees by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old flag. You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. And forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love. The home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on that grand old flag.
Rally round the flag, let us rally round the flag.
We took the red from the flame of dawn, the dawn of a new nation. And the white was the white of the snow at Ballyporn. The blue was the blue of the free, open sky. And the stars were the 13 sisters by the sea who built their home and called it liberty.
To